You are now listening to the Jason Capital Show. So sit down and lend me your ears.
I am Jason Capital. You are an action taker in this world of talkers, and we are here together handcrafting your legendary life. What are the four best things for you to do in your free time, especially when you're bored? Well, think about this. I want you to imagine that you have a newborn son. You're holding him in your hands. And as you do, the doctor walks up and says, "Sir, this will be the last time you ever see your son." For some reason, you know this is true. Now, you have an opportunity to write one letter of sage wisdom and advice to your son to help him live a rich life, maybe even a legendary life for himself. What do you say in this one letter, this one chance you get to share and pass on what you have learned to your son? Do you encourage him to be bored in his life, to have a lot of empty time, have a lot of time to kill? Of course you don't. You don't want him living a life like that. That would be a waste. Then here's my question for you. Why are you still letting yourself be bored in your life? If you wouldn't do this or give this advice to your son, why would you do it for yourself? Now, the fact is, you are not bored in your life. You lack purpose, and that's okay. We were brought up in a culture where no one teaches us our purpose, how to discover it, how to cultivate it, how to create it. I'm gonna show you all about that in this video here. And I promise you, by the time that we are done with this video, if you can follow the four things I'm gonna show you here, you will have more passion and more purpose in your life and in your business and in your relationships than maybe you ever thought possible. That's a big promise for a YouTube video, I know. But I came here to deliver. Principle number one, you must, and I mean this, make your default reading, not scrolling. I'll tell you a story to dramatize this for you. So about last month, I'm in Puerto Rico where I live, and I had to go to the DMV. I had to get my driver's license there. So I walk in the DMV. There are 400 people in this DMV. Now it pays to know people because I was able to skip the line, all these 400 people, but I had to wait for about 10 minutes. And while I'm waiting, I'm looking around, I'm observing 400 people. You know what 99% of them are doing? This. You know that thumb motion where you see someone scrolling and their thumb just keeps going like this? And that's all they were doing. They were all scrolling aimlessly on Insta, Facebook, YouTube, who knows? But they're scrolling aimlessly, purposelessly, drifting through their phone. You know what I did? I pulled up my Kindle and I read a biography. I read a book. All right, and I had this plan. This is called pre-commitment. Researchers have found it is incredibly useful. Meaning before you go into a situation, you pre-decide, you pre-commit to what you're gonna do there. I knew I might have to wait at the DMV. I was ready for a book. My default is reading, it's not scrolling. And wanna know how powerful this is? While I was reading that book, just in those 10 minutes, there was a part about persuasion and closing. And I learned a question I never heard someone ask. And then later in the day, I'm talking to a friend and he's having trouble closing a client. And I said, "Hey, I just read this book. Great question. Ask it." He asked it, closed the deal, $16,000. Now you might be wondering what the question is. It was a follow-up question, and all he did was text a client, and he said, "Hey, is this no longer a priority for you?" And the client's like, no, it is a priority. Got him back on the phone and closed him. None of that would have happened if I had gone to the DMV and just like most people in life who drift and literally tap into nothing of their potential and realize it all too late, that it's too late. I didn't do that. I went there, I read on my phone. My default is reading, not scrolling. And here's the thing, it wasn't always this way. 6 months ago, I had gotten sucked in. My default had become scrolling. So no matter where you are, you can change this. Your brain is plastic. It's called neuroplasticity. We can shift this for you. Just make the mental commitment. You know it. You have these periods throughout the day, 5 minutes, 3 minutes, 8 minutes, 10 minutes, where you're waiting, you're killing time, you have nothing to do. Make your default reading, not scrolling. Have a book ready on your Kindle or your Amazon or your eBooks, whatever it's gonna be, and get ready to fucking read. You do that for, think about this. Let's say you get 4 or 5 minute breaks throughout the day where you have nothing to do, and now you scroll. You replace it with reading. That's 20 minutes a day. That's 140 minutes a week. That is 560 minutes a month. That's over 6,000 minutes a year. I believe that's like over 100 hours a year of reading. How much more wisdom and knowledge that can shape your destiny and create legendary in your life could you extract with an extra 100 hours of reading some of the best books of all time? You get this? All right, make your default reading, not scrolling. Let's go to number two. Principle number two, write a letter, a handwritten letter to someone else to fill their day with joy and with confidence. So you're bored. I don't know what to do. I'm gonna scroll on Instagram. No, write a handwritten letter. First of all, who does this? Nobody does this. Do you understand what kind of impact you make on someone's life when you write them a handwritten letter and they open it and they read your words and they're holding the message and the emotion in their hands? It's unbelievable the impact you can have on someone's life with just a couple minutes writing them a handwritten letter. The other thing is this. When we're bored, we tend to ruminate. We think about ourselves, right? And you only suffer when you are thinking about yourself. All right, so it's not a good place to be. It's good to take the focus off ourselves and focus on giving to other people. And the truth is, you can only keep that which you give. You want more self-esteem, give more of it first. You want more acclaim, give more of it first. You want more recognition, recognize others first. That makes sense. So when you do this, write this handwritten letter, just pick out someone who you think might need a few words of encouragement, or someone you haven't talked to in a while, or just someone you really appreciate in your life. Write them a handwritten letter and then pass it on to them. The best way you can do this, if you want to get really deep here, is you find someone in your past who you blame for something. You're mad at them. You're holding on to anger about them. For me, when I was in high school, I worked so fucking hard at being the best basketball player that I could. And in summer league, AAU games, I was great. But on my high school team, my coach had a huge beef with me. He favored other players over me. He didn't play me a lot. He would bench me for entire streaks at a time. And I hated him for it. And now, you know, 14, 13 years later, I look back on it and I go, I still feel anger about it. But at the same time, there's enough space for me to look at it and go, you know what? If he hadn't done that, I probably wouldn't have even leveled up my dedication, my commitment even more. I may not have even played college basketball if he hadn't done that and made me want to prove him wrong. So maybe I need to be thankful for him. Maybe I need to be grateful for him. And what if instead of just saying it, what if I wrote a letter to him? So a couple weeks ago, that's what I did. I wrote a whole letter and I sent it to him. And here's the thing. I didn't send it to him wanting a response. There's no reaction seeking behavior here. You do it for you. The action is the reward, right? The fruit is in the action, not in the outcome. So I'm writing this letter to him to clear my space, to clear me of that dead emotion, of that anger. I let go of it, I write him the letter. I'm done. I don't care if he likes it, doesn't like it, gets back to me. It's irrelevant, it's already done. And I already feel better, and you can feel better too. So in those moments you're bored, try writing a handwritten letter to someone you care about to fill their day with confidence and with joy. Principle number three, when you're bored, I don't know what to do. Get a massage. Robin Sharma, who's an amazing teacher, he calls it the two massage protocol. And what he recommends is you get two massages every single week. He says two 90-minute deep tissue massages. And the research backs this up. It does incredible things for your mental state, your neurotransmitters, your relaxation, your body's ability to release tension and recover faster and bring a better you to your workplace, to your business, to your life, to your family, to your relationships, to everything. I aim for two massages a week myself. Do I always hit it? No. But I try to schedule two a week. Sometimes my schedule doesn't let me. Here's the other thing. Some people are like, well, two massages a week, that sounds really expensive. And Robin will tell you, yes, that is expensive, but you know what will cost you more? Death. You can't impact the world when you're dead. All right, so if you're bored, massage is a really good place to go. Now, let's say you can't afford a massage at all right now. Here's another tool you can use. It costs 10, 15 bucks. It's called a foam roller. In fact, I'm in my hotel room here in Vegas and I have a foam roller somewhere. I travel with it everywhere I go. Foam rollers are cheap and you can foam roll your entire body. You give yourself a massage. It feels amazing. If you've never foam rolled before, I promise you they are unbelievably helpful for releasing tension and relaxing your body. You got 5-10 minutes to kill. Don't go on Instagram and scroll aimlessly. Like, go on Instagram sometimes when there's a purpose, but don't just scroll aimlessly. Don't just sit around and kill time. Don't just read your old WhatsApp messages. Like, be purposeful. So you got 5-10 minutes to kill. What I'll go foam roll. It feels good. It's relaxing. It's rejuvenating to my body. And here's the other thing. If you deal with worry or chronic stress in any way, foam rolling will change your life. Anytime you feel a little stressed, go foam roll. It'll relax the muscles, release tension. Body and mind are super connected. So when you relax the body, your mind relaxes with it as well. And now you took some free board time you have and you turned it into something incredibly useful and beneficial for you as well. Make sense? All right, let's get to number four. Principle number four, you're bored. I don't know what to do. Go for a long walk and turn your phone off. Albert Einstein, Steve Jobs, Charles Darwin, what do all of these great people of history have in common? They all took long walks to think and contemplate and reflect every single day. So instead of scrolling aimlessly, instead of killing time, go for a walk, turn off your phone, and start asking yourself some questions like, what have I learned today? What have I learned this week? What have I realized about myself today? What have I realized about myself this week? How am I doing in my life? How am I feeling right now? Who's important to me in my life? Who haven't I talked to in a while? To just do a good audit of your life and your business, your purpose, your mission. You do this a few times a week, you get such clarity, and you stack these little wins of clarity into outcomes of excellence for yourself in your life. The other thing I'll say is this. So Aristotle is one of the most influential philosophers and thinkers of all time. He mentored personally Alexander the Great, who conquered most of the known world by the time the dude was 33. I don't know how old you are, but is, you know, on your checklist of stuff, is it like get breakfast, drive to work, conquer most of known world? Like, I don't think, like, this dude was legit. He was mentored by Aristotle, and Aristotle taught every single lecture, every class he ever held after he realized this, he taught them all walking. They were called walking lectures. In fact, the school of philosophy that Aristotle created in Greek, if you translate it, actually means like walking education, walking school. So there's something happens when you start moving your body that allows you to think more clearly. Maybe you've noticed this yourself, right? Steve Jobs, I mentioned, he was famous for when he had a meeting with someone, he goes, we're not gonna sit down at a table because we're not gonna be able to think clearly. We're gonna go outside in nature and fresh air. We're gonna go for a walk together, side by side, bonded, and we're gonna think better that way. What happens is when you start moving, you get that fresh air outside, you put yourself in a certain state, in a certain brain state, in a certain mental state, emotional state, where you're clear and you're focused, but you're not grinding, you're not, I gotta get stuff done. It's a calm, focused, resourceful state. You feel empowered when you're doing it. And if you haven't been outside in a while, you haven't gone for a walk in a while, which unfortunately a lot of people haven't, you will feel magical by the time that you are done. So no more killing time. Time is too valuable. We can't kill that shit. Let's use it. Let's suck all the juice dry that we possibly can out of it, right? And walking in this way is gonna be huge for you as well. So there you have it, four much better things that you can do to create a legendary life and business for yourself when you're bored or you got free time, instead of just killing time. Here is what I want you to do now. First of all, let me know in the comment section which of these four or what I shared with you is most insightful for you. Let me know in the comments by sharing it. It helps you remember, and it's also helpful to everyone else who will be watching this and reading your comments as well. Number two, pick your book now. First thing I mentioned, you're gonna make your default reading, not scrolling. You need to pre-commit. We need a pre-commitment strategy. What are you going to be reading the next time you have 3 or 5 or 7 or 10 minutes to kill? Download that book on your phone, whatever you gotta do, so when it happens, you are ready, okay? And then number three, you can see at the link below in the description, I have challenged myself to create 100 millionaire students in the next 3 years. So by the time I'm done with this part of my career, I'll have 100 millionaire students. I wanna write a book about it, make them famous. I'm very excited about it. We just started, I got 3 millionaire students so far with more on the way, so I got some work to do. I want you to be next. So at the link below, you'll see you now have a completely free opportunity for me to personally mentor you every single week live, answer your questions, and guide you in learning your high income skills and business and your mindset and your mentality and everything that comes into you becoming a millionaire. And not just money, but living a rich life as well, which has a, you know, money is just one facet of that. We got five here. We talk about mission, mastery, marketing, vitality, and relationships, right? So I will personally mentor you on all these things at the link below. It's free right now for everyone on YouTube. So if you want to jump into that, you should, and hit that subscribe button if you haven't. It loves the way you hit it. It may even make a happy noise when you do. I don't know. You'll have to find out for yourself. But I am Jason Capital. You are an action taker, and we are here together handcrafting your legendary life. I'll see you soon.